Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. A typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich lives in a world all his own. A world of impulses, hectic activity, and honest enthusiasm. And grown-ups always welcome the opportunity of re-entering that wonderful world. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is Saturday afternoon.
But, Henry, don't you see my point of view? You have no right to do a thing like that.
But, Mary, Johnny Clark's a nice guy. He's really a swell guy. He's really very good-looking.
How can you tell? His hair's always falling down over the front of his face.
Not when he goes out at night, it isn't. Yes, and stuff he puts on a shirt. Boy, it makes a stiff as a board.
Well, let me warn you, Henry. If Charlie Clark comes over here tonight, I won't even see him.
Why not?
Because, Henry, you had no right making any such speech for me.
Mary, is it necessary for you and Henry to talk quite so loud?
Well, I'm not talking loud, but you know what Henry did to me. You know what he did to me.
What did he do?
He sold me to Charlie Clark for a baseball.
Mother, I assure you, the baseball had nothing to do with it. And besides, Mary, do you realize how hard a thing like that is to get these days?
Mary, I always thought Charlie Clark was a very nice boy.
Oh, Charlie Clark? How did he turn? He's a little playmate for Henry, but to spend an evening with him.
Mary, may I ask whatever gave you the conception of Charlie Clark and my little playmate?
Hi, Henry.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I need to get
some
baseball. Let's see.
Oh, well, you'll have to wait until I get Mary straightened out.
Dear, I don't want to hear any more about this. Now, please go outside with Homer and play ball.
Yes, Mother, I'll go. Only Charlie Clark thinks she has a baseball tonight.
You made it with him, Henry. You're the one who'll have to keep it with him.
Hi. Let's see that
boy.
Here, Charlie gave
you. It's right here in the hall closet. Boy, are you lucky you haven't got a sister?
You're crazy, Henry. Don't you realize I'm the only person around my house my family can pick on?
Where's the ball? It's up on the shelf, I think.
Henry, why don't you have some light in this closet?
We don't need any light. She was everyone in the family knows exactly where everything is.
Don't you wish. Hey, Henry, what was that you just knocked off the shelf?
Oh, boy. George, you weren't scared that boy. I try to find out.
Mary, hi, Henry. Sort of a box. And there were a lot of little
loose
things that came out of it.
Oh, gee, I just stepped on one, whatever it is. And it's sort of soft and squashy.
Henry, is it my imagination or do I smell chocolate?
Chocolate? Homer, it couldn't be chocolate.
No, crazy, Henry. It's chocolate, all right. And a boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, can you imagine that?
And they're good, too, aren't they? Look out, Henry. Let me get down here on the floor with you.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. Let's not eat the whole works. Don't you realize this box must belong to someone?
Not necessarily. Maybe somebody put it up there and forgot it. 10 years ago.
You think so? Well, they don't taste as though they were 10 years old.
You mean you're eating another?
Homer, come on and help me. They're all over the floor.
Well, where's the box?
We'll find it. We'll find it. I've got the lid right here in my hand. And look, save all the little papers.
The little papers?
Sure. Don't you feel them? There's a little paper cup sort of for each piece.
Oh, yes. Is that what I just swallowed?
Oh, boy.
What, Mary?
I want to tell you something.
Well, don't bother looking for me, Mary. I'm on my way into you.
I'm right here in the living room. Henry, may I ask what it is you're eating?
Why? Eating? Well, I'm just running my tongue over my teeth, Mary.
Well, what I started to say was, one reason I don't want Charlie Clark around tonight is because Joe Graham is coming over.
Joe Graham? You'd rather see Joe Graham than a kind, generous guy like Charlie?
Don't you realize Joe Graham is just as generous as he can be? He even sent me a beautiful box of candy yesterday, a beautiful 2-pound box.
He did? Joe Graham gave you... Well, isn't that nice? Where is it?
That happens to be none of your business, Henry Aldrich. I put it away very carefully in a place where you can't possibly come across it.
Oh, well, I'm certainly sorry. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
No place in particular. I just have a little cleaning up. I mean, a few things that... I'm sorry I said what I said about Joe.
Hey, Henry, come here and help me.
Yeah, I'm coming, Homer. Not so loud.
What do you think we ought to do, Henry? I'm at the bottom of the field. There's still a couple of hundred yards left over.
Listen, well, are you still eating them?
We've got to do something with them, Henry. There isn't going to be room in the box.
There has to be, Homer. And we've got to arrange it very neatly.
But, Henry, is somebody coming?
Oh, where?
Have you seen that
ring? Oh, boy. Now, listen, Homer,
why'd
you close the door for?
Why do you think so? Your father wouldn't see it.
But, Homer, there's no knob on this side.
You mean we can't get out?
Gee, well, we may be in here. Oh, boy, nobody knows how long we may be in here.
Well, at least, Henry, we won't starve.
Hello, is Mary Aldrich there?
Oh, Charlie, that's you?
No, this is Charlie.
Oh.
Charlie Clark. Mary, did you hear me? This is your friend, Charlie Clark.
Yes, well, you're going to go home, Henry.
But I don't want to see
speak to Henry, Mary. I want to speak to you. This is Charlie Clark.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, gee, Mary, I thought you ditched me.
This is Mrs. Aldrich, Charlie. We don't seem to be able to find Henry.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, I gave Henry a baseball. I mean, it's your daughter, Mary, I want.
Mary? Oh, why, Mary's looking for Henry, Charlie.
She is? Well, look, maybe you could tell me what time I'm supposed to come over tonight.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but I think Mary's busy tonight.
Sure, with me.
Really?
Well, sure, didn't Henry tell her?
Well, Charlie, I think the safest thing for us to do is to have Henry phone you later in the day.
Henry? Not Mary?
I'll tell Henry you called him.
Oh. Well, thanks very much.
Homer? Homer, you haven't gone to sleep.
No, of course I haven't gone to sleep. I just feel sort of funny.
Have you found all the chocolates over on your part of the floor?
Some of them. I'm stuffing them right in the box over here.
But, Homer, I've got the box over here.
You have? Well, what have I been putting in there?
Now, listen.
What's the matter?
It's somebody's shoe.
Now, listen. Don't pour them out. You know what? We ought to have a flashlight.
Sure. I even found a couple of chocolates inside this umbrella. Hold it. Keep quiet.
I hear footsteps. Somebody coming?
Quick, Homer. My father. Let's put the box up on the shelf.
Okay. You put it up. And I think I'd better move quick.
Well, there. Way back in the closet. If my father was going, he may not notice.
Sure. Just don't move. Oh, Henry, get your foot off my stomach. Things are bad enough.
Quiet. Yes, Alice, I heard you. First, I want to get something out of it. Henry, what are you and Homer doing here in this closet?
Oh, hello, Father.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
May I ask why you're sitting there doing absolutely nothing?
Why, we were just trying to see how long we could hold our breath, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, get up. You're both entirely too old to be wasting your time doing that.
Yes, Father.
And please get out of the way. I want to find an old pair of shoes of mine.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. Come on, Henry. Oh, boy.
I'm coming.
Homer, is there anything the matter with you?
No, Mr. Aldrich. I'll be all right, I think.
Homer, as soon as he gets out of there, we've got to go back and pick up the rest.
Henry, may I ask where you've been for the last half hour?
Wait, we're just... Where I've been,
Mrs. Aldrich. We're looking for a flashlight.
Yes, we need a flashlight, Mother. And Mary, have you seen one?
Mary, I'm not even speaking to you.
Do I, Mary?
And I just want to tell you, if you hadn't done what you did, I would have let you and Homer have some of the candy Joe Graham gave me. But as it is, you're not even going to see it.
Oh, we're not?
Oh, gee whiz, Henry. You ought to see what I just found in the cuff of my pants.
What is it, Homer?
Nothing. It's
Homer, is it in pretty good condition?
Well, to be frank, Henry, we better just leave it where it is.
Henry, have you cleaned up that mess yet?
That mess? That mess?
Oh, boy.
You know very well what I'm talking about. That model airplane you left all over the floor of your room.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Henry, what's gotten into you?
Oh, nothing, Mother, nothing.
Mrs. Aldrich, haven't you any idea as to where we find a flashlight?
Homer, Henry does not need any flashlight to straighten things up.
He doesn't.
Come on, Homer.
Henry, which mess do you want me to work?
You step on me, Homer.
Mother, would you like to have me go get you a piece of that candy Joe brought me?
Yeah, I certainly hope you haven't opened it.
Oh, no, Mother. I was very careful to hide it out in the hall closet.
In the hall closet? Your father is always poking around in that closet, and you know how he is when he gets hold of a box of candy.
Well, my goodness, I'll get it out right away.
You can find a place in the dining room to hide it.
All right.
Mary, look. There it is, right out on the top shelf where everyone can see.
Isn't that strange? I thought I put it right back in there.
Mother, let's open it. Let's take one piece. Now, dear, don't even take the cover off that box. Why not hide it in the dining room and open it when Joe Graham comes to see?
All right, maybe I will. Then you can see how nice it looks.
Mr. Aldrich.
Well, hello there, Charlie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. Could I speak to Mary, please?
You want Mary? Mary!
Yes, Father!
Charlie Clark here to see you. Mary? Mary!
Does she hear you, Mr. Aldrich?
Well, I thought she asked you when I first called. Step inside. We're trying to locate her.
Okay.
Mary!
Did I hear her then, Mr. Aldrich?
I don't believe you did. How would you like to see Henry? Henry!
Well, I don't want to see him necessarily, Mr. Aldrich.
What, Father?
Charlie Clark is anxious to see you.
No, I guess you didn't understand me, Mr. Aldrich. I said I don't give a darn about seeing him.
Father, are you... Oh, hello, sorry. Are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, Henry. Who is... Oh, gee, well, hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Henry, Charlie's here to see Mary. See whether you can find her.
Now, Father, before I... Henry, I want to ask her what time I'm to come over tonight. And every time I call,
forgive me your mother and start looking for you.
Well, listen, Charlie. Right this minute, Homer and I are very busy trying to find a flashlight.
Oh, you want a flashlight? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Mm, you've got one?
Sure, right here on my key ring. Sort of small, though.
Well, what difference does that make? A flashlight's a flashlight.
Well, let me have it.
Here. Come on, Homer. Let's see what we can dig up in the closet. You gonna dig something up, fellas? Can I watch you?
Wait a second. Charlie, how do you work that?
Yeah, the battery's dead.
Listen, Charlie, are you trying to be funny?
Well, I'll locate a battery someday. The war isn't going to last forever. What are you going to do with that table lamp, Henry?
I'm just going to take it to the front hall closet for something.
But how about Mary? Ken, you hear me, Henry? How about Mary?
Here, Henry. Here's a floor plug. Right near the closet door. Look, it lights up the whole closet.
Henry, would I be bothering you now if I asked the simple statement?
Gee, Homer, look at them. They're all over the floor.
Oh, you know, we didn't get even half of them.
What are those little black things you're picking up, fellas?
Listen, Henry, I'll hold them in my hands, and you do the picking up.
Well, hold your hands bigger, fellas.
Oh, boy. No, Mary, I'm still here. Wait a minute. Where are you?
Oh, geez. Now, listen, Charlie, what'd you pick that lamp for?
I'm all right. Mary, wait a minute.
Listen, Henry, what am I going to do with these two handfuls of chocolate? Reach me down the box.
I'll go pick up this lamp first.
Alice, are you going home?
Oh, boy. Was that my Aunt Harriet that just came in the front door?
Where are you, Alice? In the bedroom?
Come on, let's get into the dining room before she gets near the door.
But Henry, what am I going to do with these chocolates?
Put them in your pocket.
You're crazy. Isn't there a dish here in the dining room?
Here, put them in there.
Let's hurry up. Boy, am I glad to get rid of those.
Now, Homer, don't wipe your hands on the tablecloth.
I'm not. I was just feeling it to see what kind of material it is.
Look out, boy. I've got a dish of chocolate behind a fruit bowl.
Do you think anyone will see them?
No, how can you? Is Mary
talking to you? No, Mary. Are you looking for
her? No, I'm trying to get away from her. She told me I have to be 15 miles out the back door, and now I just turned in the front door.
Mary, is that you in the dining room?
Yes, Father, not so loud.
Charlie Clark was looking for you. Did he find you?
Father, please.
Homer, what do you have on your hand?
Why, they're boys. They look
as though
I've been in
the
mud
puddle.
You better go up
and watch them.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. Come on, Henry. Okay.
And if you see your mother up there, tell her your Aunt Harriet is waiting to see her in the living room.
Father, what are you looking for?
Limping. Oh, there seems to be something wrong with one of my shoes.
You mean
it's not wrong? I had a pair of shoes in the hall closet, and maybe my imagination, but I think there's something down in the toe of one.
Really? Why don't you take it out?
Oh, it's probably just a lining or something. It's soft and it gives when I walk.
Were you calling me?
Yes, Alice. Harriet's waiting to see you in the living room.
She is? Harriet, I'll be right in there. Harriet. Where did this come from?
What is it, Mother?
This piece of candy behind the fruit.
Now, dear, you didn't go and open that box Joe Graham gave you, did you?
No, Mother, don't you remember? I hid it right here in the buffet.
But Mary, I didn't put this here.
You didn't?
Dear, you don't suppose your Aunt Harriet brought it, do you?
You think she might have?
Why, of course she did. She's always carrying little paper bags of candy around with her.
Would you have a tea?
Mary.
My goodness, Mother, Charlie's closing in on me.
Mary, you can't keep running away from
her. Well, I'm not going to stay here and talk to
her. Oh, Mary. Oh, Miss Corbett, have you seen Mary? Have I seen Mary, Charlie? Oh, is it Henry you want to see?
Isn't it funny I can't make that clear to anyone?
It's Mary I want. Here, will you have a chocolate?
Oh, thanks. I don't mind if I do.
Mother, have you any idea where Homer and I'll find a flashlight?
Flashlight, Henry? What did you want it for?
Why, no particular reason. We just... Mrs. Aldrich, what is that you're trying to see?
Candy, Homer. Won't you have a piece?
Candy?
Yes, dear. Go ahead and take one.
Well, Homer, I don't think you ought to touch that. That's true. And Mrs. Aldrich, they look so nice, Matthew. Don't you think you ought to just leave them?
Sure, until night, when maybe it's better for Mrs. Aldrich, as long as they aren't having any. May I have theirs?
Listen, Charlie, after we've been down on our hands and knees,
Here, Charlie. And perhaps I'd better take these into Henry's Aunt Harriet while they're still in the mess.
Henry, what do you think?
What about it?
Those are going to leave an awful big hole in them. Don't you think we ought to try to get them away from your mother?
Homer, let's call what she just took into the living room. So much water under the dam. And go on from there.
Well, listen, fellas, where did Mary go?
Henry, what are you looking in the sideboard for?
Somewhere in this house, Homer, there's a flashlight.
Oh, boy.
Let's see, Henry.
What have you found, fellas?
Can you imagine that?
Listen, fellas, what have you found?
Charlie, I want you to do something for me. You go up to my room.
Yeah?
And you sit there until we come up.
And then you're going to fix me up with Mary?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but don't forget me. We won't forget you, Charlie.
Homer, take a look at what I dug up in the sideboard.
Right.
Another box of candy. And look, it's exactly like the one we spilled.
Honey, we're all fit. We just take this into the hall closet and put some of these in the Mary box.
Come on. Do you think that'll be all right?
Well, you don't want to rob your own sister, do you?
And as long as you don't know who these belong to.
Okay. And wait a second while I open the closet door.
Okay. Oh, where did you leave Mary Fox?
Right up there on the top shelf.
Wait a minute, I'll boost you up.
Okay.
Hurry up, Homer. Henry, it isn't here.
Homer, stop kicking me.
Look out.
Hey, Homer, get out.
Oh, boy.
Where's the box of chocolate?
Under me, darn it.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now, it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
True.
Turn back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry accidentally spilled a box of Mary's chocolates in the hall closet. Later, without realizing it was the same box, he found one in the dining room buffet and was about to place it in the hall closet when Homer fell on it. The scene opens an hour later in DeHaven's drugstore.
Oh, Mr. DeHaven. Mr. DeHaven.
Yes, Jenny,
something
I can do for you?
How much are those boxes of chocolates there?
A 2-pound box, that's $1.50.
$1.50, Mr. DeHaven? As much as that?
Well, here's a 1-pound box for 80 cents.
The only trouble is it has to be the kind Homer fell on. I mean, Mr. DeHaven, you couldn't trust me for $1.50, could you?
Well, it isn't that I don't trust you, Henry, but if you'd like me to, I could call your mother and ask her if it's all right to charge it to her.
Oh, no, don't bother my mother about a thing like this.
Mr. DeHaven, you don't have any chocolates at all like those in that box for less than $1.50.
No, Homer.
Well, Mr. DeHaven, do you have anything that would be good for removing chocolate creams like those in that box from trousers?
Homer, you want a spot remover?
Yes, only first. How much is it?
Well, we have a pretty good cleaner here for 25 cents.
Nothing less than that?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, do you have anything that would be good for an unsettled stomach resulting from chocolate creams like those in that box?
Oh, you'd like some bicarb?
Well, how much is it?
$1.
You haven't got anything that would settle me for a nickel?
I could give you a little fizzy water free.
Okay, let's try that first before I throw my money away.
Hey, fellas, where have you been?
Gee, was it Charlie Swan?
I waited up in your room for you for an hour, Henry. Did you forget me? Don't forget, I gave you that baseball.
Charlie, we had to come out here to see about some candy.
Oh. Mr. DeHaven, do you have any hair oil that smells nice? And say, fellas, does Mary like candy?
What's that, Charlie? Would you like to buy Mary a box of candy?
Sure.
Sure, Charlie. And how would you like to have us deliver it for you?
Oh, no, we can't do that. Look, Mr. DeHaven, how much are those boxes over there?
This kind here?
Charlie, that isn't the kind she likes.
Now, listen, Homer, I'm not going to have any part of this.
Henry, don't you want to save your own life? Charlie, come here.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. Don't listen to
him. Let go of him, Henry. You let go of him yourself.
Wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute.
What may have become of us?
Mary, I haven't the slightest idea.
Has Aunt Harriet gone?
Yes, dear, she just left.
Well, do you think she might have taken my box of chocolates?
No, dear. Your Aunt Harriet is not in the habit of taking candy that doesn't belong to her.
Well, then I guess that he's just three people that might have taken it.
And who are they?
Either Henry or Homer or Charlie Clark or possibly all three.
Now, Mary, that isn't exactly fair. You probably intended to put the box of candy in the sideboard and absent-mindedly put it some other place.
Now, that's why I'm wearing a soap upstairs.
Any soap, Sam?
Yes, Alice, I'd like to wash my hands.
My goodness, Father, what is that you have all over your hands?
Why, nothing, Mary. It just seems to be chocolate.
Chocolate?
I think it's chocolate.
Sam, how did you get chocolate on you?
I have no idea. I happened to look at my hand a little while ago and it was all chocolate. After all, is that important? Where will I find a piece of soap?
Dear, I don't think I've ever been so mad at you in my life.
Mad at me? What have I done?
Sam, you know what you've done. You know very well what you've done.
Father, do you think he did?
That's all I wanted,
Mr. Oh, then I can't believe it.
I should have known, Mary, that your father couldn't be trusted with a box of candy in the house. He never could be. Let him have one piece and he loses all control and all character.
Harry, I thought you'd gone.
Well, don't bother. I just went back into the hall closet and got my umbrella left here last week.
Oh, did you almost forget it again?
Well, don't bother to come out on the porch with me.
Well,
it's
just starting to rain. And Harry, do you want me to hold your pocketbook while you put it up?
No, thank you. I can do it.
Oh, my goodness, what's going on me?
Mother, look, chocolate.
Hey, Harry, where did you get those?
Oh, where are they coming from?
Mother, is dinner almost ready?
It won't be ready for another 10 minutes, Mary, at least.
Well, Mother, I don't like to seem to rush him, but Joe's in the living room, and he keeps asking whether I got the box of candy and whether I like it. Mother, if we could only try it, maybe we could get his mind off the subject.
Mary, all I can say is I'll get it just as soon as I can. Now, go back into the living room and visit with him.
Yes, Mother, I'll go.
Mother.
Oh, Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother. I am Homer.
Henry, have you seen a box of candy anywhere around here?
A box of candy? Have I seen it?
Dear, please run upstairs and get washed for dinner right away. And, Homer, you'd better go home so you won't be late for your dinner.
Well, Mrs. Aldridge, Henry wants to ask you something.
Well, look, Mother, can I go over to Homer's for dinner so I won't be here this evening?
Now,
Henry Joe Graham's here, and you'll want to visit with him. Please go up and get washed.
But, Mother! Henry, you should have let Charlie get out of that box.
But, Homer, I couldn't. It would have been a dirty trick. Since he has a dope.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's somebody at the door here. Hi, Henry. Is Mary here?
listen, Charlie. What are you doing with that box of candy?
None of your business. Let me in.
But, Charlie.
Let me in, do you hear me?
Mary, are you here?
Listen, Charlie, I'm advising you. I'm begging you. Don't give Mary that box of candy.
I'm not taking any advice from you, Henry. I gave you a baseball, and you don't even want to fix me up with your sister. Hey, Mary. Mary.
Yes, is that somebody calling me?
Hi, Mary. Here, take it.
What's this?
It's a box of candy.
Charlie Cross, I should have known all the time you took it.
So what?
Mary, you didn't take it.
What do you mean you didn't take it? Here it is right here.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much. Now, please go.
You mean you're mad at me?
Mad at you? I could kill you. Please leave this house.
Well, gee whiz.
Charlie, you hear me? Go.
Well, I'm going. I'm going. Only
wait a minute, Charlie. Here's your baseball. I feel it's the least I can do for you.
Forces Radio Service.